What's going on, Damani?
Hey, shit, I'm in Watts right now. A bad luck house, chopping it up.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, you hooked up with Dove CNN so we can get the scoop on what's going on with you.
I mean, it's only right. I mean, how else they gonna know? You know what I mean?
I want to start right at the beginning, man. Where did you grow up?
I grew up, born and raised in Inglewood, California. Grew up in the bottoms, then moved to Inglewood Ave. Now, that's my whole area.
How deeply did the street life influence your path when you were young?
I mean, shit. I didn't even know it was the street life until you hear it in the records and you hear the news talk about it, but it was just regular living. I mean, I thought it was regular. So, I mean, it influenced it or whatever. And, you know, I got a lot to talk about now, my raps, just based on that alone. So it got a lot to do with it. It got everything to do with it.
Okay. And what was the first song that really got you hooked on hip-hop?
The first song that got me hooked on hip-hop. I mean, shit, it was a couple joints like, I remember hearing Lottie Gotti, and that shit, but I heard Lottie Gotti, like, you know what I'm saying, I was late on it, but when I got on it, that shit just made me want to rap, like, you know what I'm saying, it seemed easy, but it was dope, because the niggas that had no music, it was just beatbox, it was just raw, it was just raw hip-hop, beatbox and a nigga rapping, and it was a hit song, classic, and I knew right then and there, that's what I want to fuck with. The niggas was just clowning, rapping, it seemed fun, I want to fuck with it. Then, you know, the LL shit came, and, you know, that's, I got on that, then I got on the Big Daddy Kane shit, you know what I'm saying? So, but the Lottie Dottie was the first record that made me want to fuck with rap.
So when did you start writing?
I started writing when I was a little kid, around 10. I used to write raps, but, you know, I would never, like, confident enough to like tell people I rap, so I just kept that a secret till about like right after I graduated high school. When I graduated high school, I started really just trying to, like, you know what I'm saying, like really trying to get to the point where I could just record, you know what I'm saying, record something. You know, I recorded my first song in like 1999. That was the first song I ever recorded. I was like I was in Boston or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm jumping light years up, but I'm jumping way up, but yeah.
No, that's all good. You released a street album in 2002. Tell us about that.
I had this shit called the Street Album. I had like 23, 24 songs on it, I think. I can't remember. That'd be 21 songs on there, but it was just like, over a span of 2 or 3 years, I had like about 50 records, this little mixtape type records and shit like that, and I just threw all them shits together, threw some skits on it, pressed it up myself. I think I pressed up about 1,000 of them, you know what I'm saying, and then, no, I pressed up like 3,000 of them, that's like 3,000 records up, and then, I just threw them shits out the street. That's when I began to get my buzz, like in L.A., you know what I'm saying?
You created a buzz with your song Inglewood. I believe you remixed it with Mac 10. Tell us about that song.
Inglewood, that shit was like crazy. This nigga, DJ Reflex, I found this sample or whatever, but it's real grimy beat. I mean, just the sample just sounded grimy or whatever, so he just rushed up to the studio like, man, I got something for you. And then he took a piece of Drake on Inglewood, and I was like, oh, it's a rap. So as I heard that, it took me about 20 minutes. I wrote the song real quick, spit it, it was a rap, it was done. But I didn't know it was going to be a song that everybody just loved, because, like, it's crazy because people that ain't even from Inglewood love the song or whatever. So, you know what I'm saying, that's what tripped me out. I didn't even expect it to be, like, big in the streets like it was or whatever. That's a joint that a lot of people like. It just kind of took me off guard. I wasn't trying to make no hit. I wasn't trying to make no street classic song. I wasn't even thinking like that. I just said, I just want to do something for my hood and you know, just throw it around my hood. That shit went from my hood and to out of my hood to everybody liking that shit.
Should you just answer my next question? I was about to ask you if you were surprised by the positive feedback.
I mean, I wasn't surprised that motherfuckers just liked the raps itself. I was surprised that, you know, everything is territorial. You know what I'm saying? So I thought maybe, like, since people wasn't, everybody realize that just people in the streets, period, fucked with it. That's what threw me off. But, you know, I'm damn sure I was surprised as hell.
Okay, how did the remix happen?
The remix, you know, Mac 10 is a reputable rapper from Englewood. He did a lot of shit in his career. I felt it was only right to throw the nigga on there. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it wasn't that easy. I had to get in touch with him, find somebody, you know, because I didn't know him personally, you know, just through a gang of other people or whatever. So I got on the phone with him. First of all, he heard the record on Power 106. He liked the shit, you know what I'm saying, which made me happy. He liked it, you know, because he is a reputable rapper from Englewood. And I gave the nigga the beat. He gave me his verse, threw that shit on there, and the rest is history.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay. And tell us about your mixtape, Congratulations Player, which solidified your position as one of the, you know, top up-and-coming artists from the West Coast.
Okay, so it was about 2-3 years span in between me putting out another mixtape on the streets or whatever, so I felt it was time to, you know what I'm saying, just let niggas know that I am one of the top niggas in West Coast music or whatever. I mean, you know, even if I don't have an album out, I'm one of the top up and coming dudes. I know I'm one of the top three, whoever the other two may be. I know I'm one of the top three. So in order to solidify that statement, I know I had to throw out some music. So that's what I said. Okay, I'm gonna throw some records together. I was just thinking about, I threw about 3 or 4 singles. What's up, my nigga? Hold on 1 second.
All right.
What up, alright, he's so cracking though. I'm trying to get on your level. My bad.
It's all good.
So I threw about 3 or 4 songs that was potential singles or whatever, and I didn't have a deal yet. So I was like, well, fuck it, I'm gonna have to just go hard. I ain't gonna hold on to these songs, and you know what I'm saying. And I just said, fuck it, I'm gonna throw them out there, and that's it. That's what I did, and I felt that's what I needed to do to solidify my position. You know what I'm saying? As the statements I'm making. You see what I'm saying?
Right. I feel you, and you landed a deal with Sony Records. Tell us about that.
Well, Sony came into the picture. I had a record called Gotta Stay Paid that was on a Congratulations Player mixtape. And hit radio, did real good on radio. And I went in the streets, performed at, you know, all the different clubs in L.A. and just kept pushing that. And, Sony, you know, they heard that, you know, they have somebody out there making noise. They came out here and fucked with me. By the time they came out here to fuck me, I had Englewood on the radio. So now it's just, they was like, fuck it, we got to do the deal. So we did the deal, and the rest is, you know what I'm saying? It's on the up and up right now.
Okay. How did you first hook up with Bad Luck?
Bad Luck, my partner in crime, my partner in rhyme, all that. I met Bad Luck at a studio on Crenshaw. Went up there to fuck with a producer friend of mine, Rick Rude. And when I was up there, Bad Luck was up there. It was a couple other niggas or whatever. So I always had this idea. I had this group idea called the Western Union. But I didn't know I needed to find the right dudes to fit the puzzle. You know what I'm saying? So we was all just freestyling, fucking around. And then he was spitting to another nigga. And then I heard the shit was like, this nigga's hard. I need to fuck with him. He need to fuck with me. So I pulled a nigga to the side. I started explaining to him my idea about how the Western Union would work, who it would be, what kind of nigga I needed, blah, blah, blah. And instantly, because he was already familiar with my music from the radio. In the past, I had a song on my street album mixtape called Moon, which featured the clips on it. Or whatever, so people was kind of familiar with me already, like in the streets, low key. And so the nigga was just, he was with it. He already knew who I was or whatever. And then I came with him with the floss, with the Western Union floss, and he was just with it. And I just went from there, and I just started recording songs with him. And then, you know, that's how I first met him or whatever. We've been fucking with each other ever since.
So how did Superfly get into the picture?
Superfly got to the pitch. First of all, me and Superfly been homies for a long time, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you appear with Superfly on the Corrupt album.
The Corrupt album. album, Hate On Me, track number 3.
Yeah, I know.
Space, yeah, yeah.
That's the first time I heard you.
Yeah, Superfly, you know what I'm saying, he's a player. And when I first met him, I was freestyling at a video shoot at Dr. Dre, the Next Episode video shoot. I was battling like 5-6 niggas or whatever. And he heard me, we exchanged numbers, invited me up to the studio one day. I spit some, this shit ended up going on Corrupt album. We've been friends ever since, you know what I'm saying? But he was Snoop all the time, so, you know, we gotta cross paths. When we cross paths, you know, them niggas be super busy. So we just kept in touch over the years or whatever, and then Snoop was interested in the Western Union group. And then Snoop got at me like, yo, you know what'd be dope? And I was like, what? Superfly. And I was like, that was, you know how something be right up under your nose and you might miss it? That's how I was. And Snoop brought it to my attention, and I was like, that's the right move. But I wanted Superfly in the group personally, because he just adds a whole nother flavor to it, you know what I'm saying? And it just complete the puzzle of the different hoods, you know what I'm saying? That's the whole concept of the Western Union, to break down the territorial shit, you know what I'm saying? That was my vision. Like, you got Long Beach, you got Watts, and you got Inglewood. That cover a lot of ground, like, you know what I'm saying? Of you know what I'm saying? So you can't say, oh, I don't fuck with them Inglewood niggas, or I don't fuck with them Watts niggas, or I don't fuck with the Long Beach or the Compton niggas. We got all the elements right there for you. You see what I'm saying? So he just completely rounded out the movement. It started with me and Bad Luck, and then adding Superfly just rounded out the whole movement and just made us even tighter.
Okay. And the first track that was released was I Don't Think So, which premiered on Dub CNN. Tell us about the recording process of the song.
So we was at a Snoop studio. Snoop had this beat, the computer, that we all thought was dope, and all he had was a hook on it. So we was like, well, fuck, we want to fuck with that beat. Of course, Snoop is a player. He was like, well, fuck it. Fuck with it. He said, I'm about to go make a run, and when I come back, I gotta be finished, because, you know, I got something else going on. So we was like, all right. So we recorded that song in like an hour, back and forth with each other. Like we just, when you listen to the song, it's three different voices, it's back and forth.
That hadn't been done in a long time, the back and forth, just, you know, spitting bars back and forth.
Yeah, that's exactly why we did it. We just thought it was a lost art. You know, some real, like, conceptual rap shit, like, where, you know, you can see that, you know, something that we took time to put it together, which we did, you know, so, that shit, we thought that shit was hot, and that's the people thought it was hot, too.
Yeah. You know, the Western Union was featured on Snoop's Blue Carpet Treatment. How's the feedback been on that? How's the feedback been, you know, from that song?
It's number love, like, It's a real player riffic record, like, you know what I'm saying? Little two step, you know what I'm saying, with a little bit of energy behind it, you know what I mean? And you know, that's one of the records that we had for our Western Union album, and Snoop was just not gonna let that just, you know, not get on his album because the shit was so hot. He was like, fuck it, we gotta have this on my album, so of course we had to make it happen. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. Tell us about the compilation Snoop Dogg Presents the Big Squeeze, which was recently completed.
So we did that motherfucker in 3 days. 3 days. I mean, matter of fact, what was so cold is we didn't even know it was a compilation. I just went up there to record some joints. Like, he was like, fuck it, I'm gonna be at the studio this week. We just start going up to the studio. Did one song, next couple hours, did another song, next couple hours, did another song, came back the next day, everybody kept doing songs. It was like round the clock. On the third day, it was a camera crew there. We taking pictures. I'm like, what the fuck? So then, by the end of the night, I seen the cover to the Big Squeeze. Songs done, completed, mixed. We was like, fuck it, the Big Squeeze it is. You know what I'm saying? JT, the bigger figure, who probably one of the coldest hustlers I've seen, and I don't know.
Yeah, that Pascal from Germany did the cover, right?
Yeah, he cold too. He cold with that computer work, them graphics and shit. But JT the bigger figure from the Bay, we had the German connection in there. We had the, you know, the Western Union, the war zone, you know, corrupt and, you know, everybody on the album. It's crazy. It made me feel like this is the beginning of that unity shit that we've been preaching for a while now, trying to get this shit back on track with the whole, you know, the West Coast moving as a whole unit, like everybody cool and doing records, and we just throw out like a gang of music. So this is part one of that. Snoop album came, Game album out, you know, everybody, you know what I'm saying? We got the mixtape shit cracking, we about to flood the streets with that. I'm signed to Sony, I'm about to make a release, I'm about to put a release out. Like, it's a problem.
What's the overall sound of the album?
Wes. Wes with no T. Wes with two S's at the end. That's the overall sound of the album. She's ignorant, too. We going hard on the bitches. We going hard on the street shit. The overall shit is just hard. It's hard.
Can you talk about a couple songs on there, like, you know, that you remember right now?
The Western Union got a song on there called Hat to the Back. It's banging, a heavy bass. Luck Kills the first verse. I got the second. Superfly kills the third verse. The Warzone got a song on there called Shackled Up. It's just some hood ass being locked in a county jail type shit. It's hard in the motherfucker. I got a solo record on there called It's All About Damani, featuring the big boss Snoop Dogg himself. You know what I'm saying? We just going hard on bitches on this song. It ain't for the woman, it's for the bitch. You know what I'm saying? It's not for the women, it's for the bitch. We going hard on the bitch. You feel me, Pimp?
Yeah, I feel you.
Yeah.
Okay. I seen Badasses on there too, right?
Oh yeah, shout out to Badass, you know, Long Beach nigga, you know what I'm saying? Let me see, who else on there? You know, Corrupt on that motherfucker, he going hard. He's spitting on that motherfucker too. Yeah, we got JT. Who else we got? I think, hold on, Lux telling me something. Who else on there? Oh, yeah. Them boys, them 1500 niggas playing keys and doing all, you know, Snoop made all the motherfucking beats. That's the shocker. Snoop made all the fucking beats. This is about to be crazy. This is a problem. This is a problem, dog. And I'm not Don King in this shit. Cause I'm on it, but the motherfucker hard.
That's crazy. You want to pass the phone to Luck?
Yeah, hold on. Let me get the phone to Luck. Hold on. Hello.
Hey, what up?
What up, Ben? What's good with you?
Chilling, man. You on Dub CNN right now?
Well, there it is. What it is, folks.
Shit, just chilling, man. You know, I was just talking to Damani about the Big Squeeze compilation.
Okay, yeah, that's a good look. A good look, very big project coming out, man. You know what I mean? All West niggas doing their thing, making this great-ass music. You know, this is about to be a big push this year, you know? We ain't doing nothing to represent. All good music. That's about it.
Okay, that's what's up. And are you working on a solo album?
Yeah, man, I'm working on, so me and Damani got a situation we're working out, and I'm working on my solo album now, you know, a couple of songs, you know what I mean, a lot of production by Fly, you know what I mean, my man THX, it's a good look, man, I'm going hard, you know what I mean, but I'm really focusing on the, you know, Western Union project right now, getting them songs going, man, we got some bangers, man, I don't know if the street's ready, low key, between me and you, I don't know if the street's ready, low key, we got some shit, you know what I'm talking about?
When is the Big Squeeze compilation dropping?
Yeah, I think, man, you know what? I want to say March. I want to say March, man. It's going to hit the streets, man. It's going to be a lot going on, dog. It's going to be a lot going on. I want to say March. I don't have, like, an exact date, but we looking at March.
What label is it dropping on?
I know it's Doggy Style. I know that much. You know what I mean? It's a, you know, Nigga Roxy, you know, Snoop on them beats, man. He's going to shock the world. Yeah, man, people, you know, he don't just rap. He's doing them beats, getting that going, so it's a good look, man.
Okay. What's your take on all this New West, Old West talk?
Let me say this. This is what I will say about it. I usually don't like to speak on it, man, but I'm an old school nigga. I might be young dude, but I got an old soul. And my whole thing is respect the G's, right? So even if I get a situation where if I feel like some of the big homies may have said some slick talk or whatever, I'll call them and I'll holler at them and see what that's about. I'm not gonna go off the ring and just get to banging on niggas and talk about niggas. They're the reason why I rap. Whether it's Dub C, Dog, Quick, Q, you know what I mean? These are the reason why I rap. So you can't disrespect the OGs. You're so out of line for that. Me, I feel I'm a new nigga coming from the West, but I don't necessarily rep it like a crew. I don't rep it like a crew. I'm just a new nigga coming out. It's all West. I'm just a new nigga coming out, you know what I mean? But I don't get into all that disrespectful shit, man. That's just disrespectful. I wouldn't diss none of my big homies on the block, so I disrespect none of these niggas. I'm fucking with them. They all fuck with me. Then the reason why I rap, so I can't come out my face and disrespect none of them niggas like that, because I fucks with them. They'll do nothing but show nothing but love to luck, so I roll with that. I roll with the good nigga first. Fuck all that other shit.
Who are your personal favorites, you know, as far as up-and-coming artists from the West Coast?
Up-and-coming artists, man, I gotta say, my dudes, man, the people I fuck with. I mean, outside of, like, Damani, you know, my boy Holla, my boy S-Mac, these are dudes coming killing, you know what I mean? Other than cats like that, I gotta say, outside my crew, Maestro, I fuck with Stro. Stro's a cold motherfucker, man. I've heard some shit, and the Terrors got some shit they've been doing, man, incredible. You know what I mean? I fuck with Stro. I mean, it's a couple other cats too, man. You know, like Maestro Problem, Biggest Get Down. Now, my favorite though is Maestro. I must say that.
Okay. What about producers?
Producers? Oh, man, THX, man. THX, a young dude just turned 21. Young nigga, he don't do nothing but bangers. Niggas, it's retarded. THX all the way, man. You're going to hear a lot about him this year. He did that number 19 that don't stop on Dog City. Blue Carpet, yeah, but that's THX, he doing his thing. That's my favorite, that up and coming. Nigga's incredible, dog.
Okay, man. Is there anything else that you'd like to let everybody know?
Man, just look out for the Western Union, man. Look out for the Western Union. Look out for the War Zone. JT, the bigger figure, corrupt. Look out for that big squeeze out, man. Snoop Dogg is really taking care of niggas, man. All this shit talking. I read the threads and I read that shit. These niggas are shit talking because they don't know what they talking about. You know, dog, don't take care of niggas, man. Fuck all that shit, man. This nigga been rolling with a nigga. I do want to say this. All these people say, I want to touch on this because this shit bothered me for real. Like, I listen to a lot of cats on the West talking shit like, dog, don't take your niggas. Look at all the artists he had. Man, I look at it like this. If Snoop put me on number 14 like this on Blue Carpet Treatment, I'm on motherfucking 600,000 albums all across the nation. If he say right now, fucking bad, like, I ain't fuck with you no more, if I can't blow up from being on the album, then that's my fault, not Snoop's fault. I'm rocking with a superstar right now. If I can't bubble from that on my own, then I ain't hustling right. So all the niggas complaining, they just shut up, man, kick back and roll with the dog, man. He been representing, man. All his Western Conference niggas asking for that, he the one put it together. Like, so, man, just sit back, represent, man. Respect your G's, man. Roll with this good music. It's West, homie. That's all I gotta say about it, man. Keep this shit West. Stay supporting Western Union War Zone. JT the bigger figure, corrupt, man. We all getting down. Look out for us this year. We going hard. Straight up, bad luck city.
Okay, man.
There it is. You wanna holler back at the mic?
Yep.
Yeah, hold on 1 second.
Alright.
Any quick enough? Charlie, we all good?
Yep.
Yeah, we just knocked two bars and one stone, one line. You know what I'm saying?
Yep, definitely, man. I want to talk to you about, you know, your solo album.
Solo?
Yeah. Have you been working on that?
Hell yeah. Well, a lot of people don't know, but Snoop is going to co-executive produce my album in addition to Warren Campbell. And so that's gonna give me a whole new dynamics, whole new sound, whole new everything. So I'm excited about that, you know what I'm saying? So I'm about, I got a whole bunch of songs right now, but it's just now starting to round out and be what it's supposed to be.
Okay. When do you think we can expect the album to drop?
I'm trying to do the Western Union album first, which to be out in about 4 more months. And I'm trying to cut right after that. But I got a single that I'm about to drop in the next month or so, or whatever. So depending on how that single do, in my eyes, if the demand is big like that, then I'm gonna go ahead and drop the album right after that. But you know what I'm saying? Sony got my they have full support or whatever how the tables you know go or whatever. So you know what I mean? But I'm gonna drop the single first and see what it do. See what it do and keep building with my clique, Western Union, and see, you know what I mean? I'm not gonna force nothing. Everything will have to happen real organically. I'm not gonna force nothing to throw a date out there and say, this is the day. The day I come out is when I'm anticipated like that, then I'm gonna drop. You see what I'm saying?
I feel you.
You know what I'm saying? So.
Okay. What do you think, what do you want your album to contribute to hip hop?
I want it to be one of them albums that people live by. Like, you know what I'm saying? I want it to be one of them albums where, like, you know, they just repeating everything about it. I wanted to change some minds on how you do music or whatever, you know what I'm saying, on the West Coast and in the world period. You know what I'm saying? I want people to be like, damn, you can be honest and just be you in a record and not have to, you know, say, oh, let me fake get my hood credibility up and let me fake gangbang my way on or whatever. Like I want motherfuckers to see that you can be yourself, have fun in the music, and still be hood and just keep it real and not try to overdo, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of these motherfuckers be, you know, pushing these niggas to be shit they not, and they get in the streets and then they got problems. Like, cause now some other nigga want problems with you cause some shit you saying or some shit you portraying. So I want people to hear my record and go, damn, I really know that nigga, and he really being himself. Damn, it's okay to be yourself on a record. You feel me? That's what I want. I want people to get that from my record. I want, you know what I'm saying? Classic, to say I want it to be classic is too cliche. The only thing that's going to be classic is just, you know, that's up to the people. I can't really say that. Like, so that's what ultimately I want people to get from it. And I think that's gonna provoke sales. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got no schemes or nothing. I'm giving you me. And if you like me, this shit's gonna go double, triple, quadruple. And that's it.
Okay. Which producers are you gonna be working with for the album?
Well, since Snoop's been on, I mean the production game is just it's gonna be wide open for me, but. I'm definitely gonna stick with my camp, and it was just Warren Campbell, Superfly, and Snoop, and you know what I'm saying, and just everybody, anybody west. You know, I'm not opposed to people from any place else, but like I'm definitely fucking with everybody from here. Like the obvious, the usual suspects, and a couple people who under the radar right now, who I definitely got to fuck with on my album.
Okay. What's your take on all this New West, Old West talk?
That shit means nothing to me. It means nothing. I don't have no take on it. It don't mean nothing to me. I mean, if it's time for some new faces, which it is, it's always in with the, you know, whatever, in with the new, but at the same time, I always preach like, shit, nigga, the minute you have a song and the minute you're relevant to the streets is the minute that shit cracked for you. You know? Like, I ain't never had no problems with nobody who did it before me. Because if it wasn't for them niggas, then I wouldn't be in the situation I'm in right now for we'd be talking about a West or throwing up any kind of West Coast sign. So I love the old West. I love, if that's what you want to call it, I love everything that came before me. You know what I'm saying? And that's not a political answer. That's really how I feel. So I don't really have no take on it. It is what it is. I'm not with no dividing. I'm not with dividing this part of the West with this part of the West. I'm not with that. You know what I'm saying? I'm just not with it. I'm with motherfuckers putting out some hit records or just some hard ass songs in the streets and doing some shows and four or five motherfuckers on the ticket and we getting money. That's what I'm with. You know what I'm saying? I'm not with no dividing. I'm not with divide and conquer. I ain't with. I'm with. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you. Okay, man. I think You know, we got pretty much everything. Is there anything else that you'd like to let everybody know?
Look out for the Western Union. Look out for Damani. Damani. Damani.